Welcome, gorgeous ones. Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And actually, today it's the 60th. So we are celebrating 60th episode. We've been doing this over a year, still having fun. And today we'll chat, talk, have fun with the Lion's Portal. It's that spiritual gateway, you know, and it's also called the Galactic New Year. And there's so much going on around it, and it's just tapping into the energy and being open for new downloads and, of course, for abundance. Because as the energy goes over about 2 weeks, the peak of the portal is August 8, the 8, 8, and this year, 2024, if you 2 plus 2 plus 4 equals 8, so it's 8, 8, 8, so it's even magnified, it's even more potent, and it's amazing. And as always, I have my fabulous soul sister Janet with me. Welcome.
Hi, Caroline. Yes, I think both of us are very excited about this one because we're both Leos and this happens in the Leo season, so our birthday seasons. And somebody even may have even a birthday on a special date. So it's going to be even more magnified. I looked at the dates. It's from the 26th of July to the 12th of August, and I'm the 13th. Just fall outside it, but that doesn't matter because it is a very auspicious occasion. And as you say, this year it being that triple eight is that eight is for infinity, infinite abundance. So magnify that with the three eights, and that is amazing. So even if you haven't been interested in it before or know anything about it, do check it out, because if you want to manifest abundance into your life, this is the time to do it. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a Leo's gateway, and it's actually the time in Orion, Sirius,
Yes.
and the Leo constellation aligns with the pyramids in Giza and the Sphinx, and just opens that portal. And it's just that spiritual opening, and we can ground that. So if we can just take some time for ourselves to channel those energies and be with them and take time for us and just open up to let it all flow. I think this will be really amazing and magical. And just tapping into the energy and open up, and also time to let go of all things and opening up for the new, especially with the golden future coming along, you know, just sort of extrapolated, you know, sort of get more of it and be with the energies. And it's just beautiful. And I was reading up, and actually I visited Luxor when I was in Egypt, and that's the earthly throat chakra, and it was just amazing. And I mean, with the pyramids, and the pyramids, I mean, I got this beautiful, beautiful crystal one, you know, in that beautiful blue, and they have an amazing energy. And just imagine, you know, that portal opening up for all of us, and let it go into every cell of your body. And yeah, imagine that number eight, that infinity sign, clearing, healing, and just being with it. And ask for the abundance, the manifestation, the spiritual growth, whatever you love in your life. And it can, of course, bring sudden changes as well. So, yeah, trust, let it go, If things fall the way they weren't meant to be, and it's easier to travel or hike with a light backpack. Just see it that way.
I like that one. But yes, sort of like the infinity as sort of as part of the energy healing as well, when we talk about the sort of the figure eight, the laminate, is a lovely sort of thing to do. So when you're even sort of inviting that in by just making that symbol, that infinity symbol into our energy field, is inviting it in as well. And I don't know about you, but I see it as a really powerful golden light, because I think of sort of the sun, the Leo. I always think of being a sort of golden color. So it, to me, it sort of comes across as a very golden light energy to come into our being, and of course through your heart and into your soul, that soul connection as well. It is a great time, as Caroline said, just to sort of focus and just allow and be open and invite it into your life to cleanse or clear and remove, and invite in and set intentions as well. It's a great time to set intentions for the things that you want to invite or manifest into your life as well. So it's a really powerful, powerful time, and do some practices to harness this powerful energy. I mean, have you got any practices or rituals or that you're going to do on the 8th besides your birthday?
Yes, it's my birthday, and if anyone wonders, I'm not turning 88, but 55,
Double numbers, yes.
sort of, And it's just, I will sure connect to my heart as I always do every day, and just breathe into my heart, feeling my heart space opening up. And also, of course, with the pyramids and everything, I will probably definitely tap into the energy of Isis, of that love, into the energy of Archangel Jamuel, to just feel, that love. Also with Venus, the heart center, and just tap into that and open your heart for all the new and cleanse it. Be still. Maybe even, yeah, it will be sunny here, so I'll be out in the garden on the grass and just being the channel, clearing everything, soothing my brain and just breathing, clearing all my 12 chakras, and just let those energies flow through me, filling the earth, helping earth with all the fresh, good energies, and just grounding myself and being that clear channel, and of course soaking it up into every cell of my body. Also, of course, dragons help, unicorns from Lyra, that Archangel Christiel, another really beautiful, loving energy. And yeah, healing your heart with Angel Mary is always good. It's very gentle. Just breathe it all out and be in that. Let go of that pain and entering like a new era, a new way of living with deep gratitude. We say that many times, gratitude and self-compassion, and feeling one to one and being part of this earth and part of this universe, and celebrating the energies and the portal. And yeah, I don't plan too much on that day. I have taken a day off, and it's just, I think it's just about the quiet time, that being, that, yeah, that connection. And you, Janet?
For me, again, it sort of just like sets aside some time just for me to tune in. And also, if you journal, if you're someone who likes to journal, it's probably a good period to maybe do that tuning in and then maybe do some journaling. Also setting intentions, you know, again, writing those out at, you know, using that energy this time to do that. I mean, crystal wise, I read that citrine is a really good one to use at this time as well. So there's lots of different things. Affirmations, you know, write out some powerful abundance affirmations and use those. So there's lots of different things that you can do at this time, but whatever feels right to you, whatever feels good, because everybody thinks, oh, there must be like a formula. You must actually know it's, as we know, it's not one size fits all. It's you finding what works for you. And even Caroline and I do different things. We're not the same. So, you know, there's just lots of different options, and you just, and if it is just sitting somewhere quiet and just absorbing. That's all, you know, you need to do.
Exactly.
And just allow and be open to what's coming in. And as Caroline, to allowing what needs to go to it goes. Yeah, because I think sort of, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things about manifesting money, and wealth. And I have to say, Caroline, I think you and I are the same. As much as we'd all love a big bank account with lots of dollars in there, abundance, though, feels to me it's so much more. And wealth also is more than money. It's you know, the family environment, relationships, your life, the quality of your life, the joy that you have in your life. It's all of those things.
And also the health,
Health,
mental
though,
health.
yes, absolutely. And I think sort of when people sort of focus on, they focus on the money side of things, and that can be, of course, an aspect of it. But I think, you know, it's also important to focus on just the abundance of other good things in your life too.
Yeah, and that's so important because abundance is a feeling, is an energy. And if we restrict ourselves too much on focusing on money, of course we all need monies, we all have to pay the bills and everything, but then we are sort of closing down on abundance in all other areas. But whereas if we are opening up to abundance of the universe, of nature, of our heart space, we are opening also up to receive. And that's, you know, I think it's so important. And especially, we are all connected and we are all going through this together and connecting to those wonderful, amazing energies and feeling, you know, really spacious. Sometimes it's sort of like you're this wide, and then you're already feeling abundant because your energy field is so open, so flowing. And yeah, and gratitude. I think abundance comes so much from an open heart. If your heart is closed, if you're just sort of, oh, abundance can't reach you, you know. And yeah, it's. And joy and happiness and yeah, being. And I think it's truly important to just feel it in. And it's good to manifest, set intentions, but don't expect something, you know, go with it, feel into it. And even if you don't feel anything during the day, just trust that the new energies are flowing in and you are doing enough. You know, maybe you have to do two, three jobs, you know, to get through the day. And just when you have time for a cup of coffee or something, just take a minute to breathe, close your eyes, and just be, just for that one breath. And we all have time for that. And sometimes it's just that one breath that calms us down and opens us up.
Beautiful. And also, I know that you often say about putting your hands on your heart area as well, just to invite that energy in. And it is, it's a great time. I mean, If you've been listening to any of our podcast episodes, there's been a lot of stuff here that we're talking about again. that it all comes together, it's all connected. And it's understanding as well that we are not just on our own, we are part of this massive, divine consciousness. And this is our extra connection and a lovely time to really, really tap into that, really align with that. And I think that that's really important with given all the other things that are going on in the world. As Caroline said, when we did talked about the golden future, we shared there about some of the things, and this is a great time to sort of, focus on that and invite that, I call it the golden light energy in. Because I believe that right now there's a lot of people starting to question and this waking up, this soul awakening, this heart awakening. And this is a great time to tune in. It really is a blessing.
Yeah, it's definitely there's more to life than we think, even for us, we're spiritually open, but there's even more, and we have such a great support team and co-working with the universe and Mother Earth and just bringing that light forward. And I love, it's that golden Sunny Lee, Leo kind of energy. And of course, it's all connected to the heart, to the sun. Leo is also a sun sign, and smile and the big mane. It's just absolutely amazing. And maybe do I have something yellow? I don't know, but wearing something really summery, enjoy that and tap into, citrine or really beautiful golden yellow. Exactly. Maybe even a lemonade or something, it's just really beautiful. And take your time, and it can also be that you're more tired because it takes energy to integrate the fresh energies, to ground them, to open up and release the old. So take your time. Self-care is absolutely, absolutely necessary. And if you need to rest more, lie down, take it easy, especially now in summer, it's a bit warmer. It's getting a bit too hot, we don't walk around this much, or just play with it and be open. Do it your way. I think that's what we have to learn, to do it our way, what feels good for us. Janet and I, we love to share some insights, something fun to do, but you don't have to follow those books, those rules. Pick what feels right and see. Maybe today you think, oh, this and this, but then Thursday comes and you feel, oh, no, I much rather do this. Go with that, because we all have that inner wisdom. We all have our own intuition, our own support team suggesting things to us that helps us move forward and be more of who we are on a heart and soul level.
Absolutely, that's beautiful. Yes, of course. I mean, tap into what definitely feels right for you. And that might be, like, I live on the coast, it might be if you want to go for a swim or go for a walk or just sit. I mean, last night we had a most fantastic sunset. My husband and I walked the dog, our little golden girl, by the, and I have to say it really felt the energy of the Lion's Gate right now because it was so beautiful. I'll maybe share that picture in the comments. It was really lovely and it really sort of touched my heart because I really could feel that energy and it was a gentle, warm energy.
That nurturing, isn't it? It's just, yeah.
Yes. It wasn't like a harsh burning. It was like a gen, as you say, a gentle nurturing that just inviting you to sort of like draw it in, bring it in. So it was lo it was really lovely, really lovely.
And that also happens when we appreciate the beauty around us, like you do, you know, it's a oh, beautiful sunset and everything. And then it nurtures your heart, you know, you feel it, it's heartwarming, and you're sort of opening up to that beautiful, gentle, loving energy. I mean, it's so loving. I mean, it's just wonderful. And even if you don't feel it, trust that it's with you. Yeah, sometimes you can look for things or you feel like you have to feel a certain way. And I had that many times with my clients. They were sort of focused on seeing things and they didn't realize that they heard things or felt things or just knew, you know, don't focus on something. Be open to receive it in whatever form it comes to you.
Yes, totally, totally. Because we're, as we say, we're all different. There's no one size fits all. We're all unique in our spiritual journey. And the more you do it, the more you will learn as to what feels right for you. You'll just intuitively, well, you'll start to use that thing called intuition more and be more aware. And that's part of the beautiful journey.
It is. It is. It's all about exploring, going on an adventure, right?
And being curious. I mean, it's being like in that childlike curiosity. If this is new to you, but you're interested, you know, do some research about it. I mean, we've shared stuff here. I've got a blog post about it. So, you know, go and have a little read because there's a lot of information about it. And, you know, learn because that's also part of your spiritual growth, your journey is if something interests you. Explore it.
Definitely, definitely.
Yes, it's been lovely.
What will you be doing on first day?
Well, there'll be a walk in the morning with my dog, which normally then I'll have a little sit down somewhere and just sit and listen to the sea, and I quite like that. But I was just thinking, actually, if it's a nice evening, I think I would like to go out with her. Out for a walk at the sunset again and just maybe just enjoy that it literally was just there and walking in towards it. It was so beautiful. So I'm hoping that Thursday night I'll be able to do that again because it was just so magical, really. But yes, it'll be sort of also taking some time out during the day just to, as you say, like even stand in my garden and sort of like enjoy the sun and the energy and ground that energy too. Some of the other things, I don't know. We'll just see on the day what happens, but I think those are the things I kind of feel a wee bit more drawn to the moment being in that.
Yeah, and it's also great not to have too many plans, you know, to just sort of go with it as it feels. It sounds wonderful. So sounds absolutely wonderful.
Is. So we're all looking forward to it. Do let us know what you end up doing on the 8th.
Yeah.
Apparently celebrating her birthday.
I mean, I'll get up. Have a walk with my dog, and then my daughter will prepare some breakfast, and my mom will be coming. And yeah, we'll see. Depends on how hot, humid it'll be. And maybe we go with the dog for a swim somewhere because she always enjoys that. And in the evening, my daughter is preparing a five-course meal. Menu surprise, and then of course by that time my older son will be here and probably my younger son coming as well. So that will be nice. I love I
Oh,
love
wow.
celebrating with my children and, of course, with the fur babies, with the dog and the two kittens. And yeah, just,
And I think
yeah.
that's also, we talked about celebrations last week, but it's about that lovely joy experience. That's also that energy. And I mean that with the like, oh, you're gonna have a great time.
Definitely, definitely. And just, yeah, celebrating those years and all the experiences came through, maybe taking a moment to looking back and truly appreciate how far I came. And yeah, just grateful celebrations, family, pet, joy, love. Maybe reading a good book, taking it easy, and enjoying being, of course, deeply grateful having kids to help me celebrate. It's beautiful after doing that for 20, 25 years for the children, and then it sort of
Nice
comes
of them.
back, which is
Yes.
beautiful.
That is special. I think sort of here in the UK we tend to be focused more on like big presents and like fancy this and fancy that. And I think sort of in Switzerland you have it much more that is lovely family time. And that is actually much more special for a lot of people than a fancy gift that you don't maybe really need or you don't really want. I know for my birthday it'll probably just be Mark and myself and our little dog and maybe just have a barbecue. He did say about taking me out, but you know what? I don't like leaving the dog. I don't like leaving her. And I really like her being
It's your
part of me.
baby.
Yeah. So unless we go, there's some of the pubs I might say to him, we'll just go to a pub that she can come to. Because I don't like leaving her.
Yeah, she's part of the family, isn't she?
It is.
And that's good. And yeah, for me, it's truly just being with people I love, or it doesn't always have to be families, but it can be true friends. Go for a walk with a friend or doing lovely outings. That's what I did the last couple of years, taking the boat on the lake of Zurich and going to the City of Roses, or going for a hike up the mountains as a family outing, and just spending time together. And yeah, sort of out of that everyday thing, but just something special. And that's good. This year it's also good to be home and be with the kittens, and yeah,
Oh.
and take it as it goes, especially, yeah, probably with the 888. This year it's going to be extra special.
Yeah, something to really, really enjoy and tap into. And for those who are celebrating birthdays, it'll be extra special. No, it'd be absolutely lovely because last night actually when we were down there was a lo it was lovely because there was lots of like families down on the beach and I thought that was really nice because I'm glad to see more people doing that because family dynamics are a little bit odd here in my opinion sometimes they don't but it was lovely to see parents down with their children on the beach and the tide was out and they were out there was a family we got talking to because the children wanted to come over to Bailey. And the little boy was chasing her around. She didn't know what to do because she's not used to children. But they were down looking for shark's teeth. And it's I went, how's their shark teeth? Because we don't have sharks here, but it's prehistoric. They're still sort of little there when there's a landslide or there's some stuff comes down and it goes into the sea. And apparently you can find shark's teeth. So there you go.
That's a lovely family outing, all the little explorers going. It's great. Yeah, that sounds so much fun. Yeah.
Just really pleased to see families out doing that and like the kids were getting dirty you know it wasn't like they were like oh you have to stay clean it was like they were there with their little buckets and spades and digging things out and I thought yeah that's how I grew up I think that's wonderful to see that and just enjoying that time out as a family
Yeah, it's
beautiful
so important. And that's sort of that relaxed time when the kids can just be,
And not sitting on phones or not sitting on that, but actually doing something as a family. It just made my heart sing when I saw them. But the little boy, he was so funny because he just goes, oh, he loves doggies. And he was only eight, maybe two. And he was like, normally with older children should be okay, but like little ones she was not. And he kept sort of like, he ended up was running after her and she ran. And she didn't know what to make of him at all. Quite funny. Because she's normally she's the one who like goes to everyone else and sort of like chases everyone else. For her to then have it sort of turned right on her. But anyway, it was lovely, lovely evening.
Oh, that's great. So, then we'll be back next Tuesday, true, on another special birthday for someone here, if you're available. Otherwise, we can switch it to another day. We'll see. We'll see.
I'm here. Oh yeah, I forgot it's next Tuesday. Oh. I am not 55.
It's sneaking up on you, dear. It's
I'm
really.
not 55. I will be, I can't believe it. I will be 58.
Yeah.
I don't know where the time's going.
There goes another eight, so you have sort of that
Oh, there's an eight in there.
quadruple eight.
Yeah, well, I'm not the double eight though. Not yet. Give me a few years. No, it's been, but it is lovely to be able to, as we said about celebrations, to celebrate these things. But yes, I will be looking for the eight, remembering someone else's birthday, and enjoying that 888 Lionsgate portal on the 8th of August. So please, please, please tune in, everybody, and yeah. Tell us what happens to you or what you're doing.
Exactly. And if you have any questions, reach out to us, leave a comment. We are always here for you. Thank you so much. And have fun, explore, feel into it, have a happy dance, sing, create, whatever feels good for you. Thank you so much. And feel free to share this episode with your friends.
Love and light blessings, everyone.